The center is saying that in order to pull this off, to make all these cuts, huge cuts, basically more than $5 trillion overall from non-defense programs over the next decade, from 2019 through 2028, the Republicans would have to take away various forms of assistance entirely from millions of Americans who struggle just to get by, who struggle to keep their heads above water. They'll have to entirely take their assistance away from them, or they'll have to substantially cut the amount of aid that our fellow citizens receive, or a combination of the two. Some of it would be entire cuts, entire eliminations of assistance, and some of it would be just significant reductions in aid. The center says also that the House budget would cut funding for non-defense discretionary programs by 25% by the end of the decade, relative to the 2019 level adjusted for inflation. These programs, for which funds are annually appropriated, cover a wide range of priorities, such as education, job training, infrastructure. Education, job training. Some of the very things that we need in order to be able to live a good quality of life, in order to be productive citizens who are adding to society from a financial perspective. Significantly cut job training programs and education. Make more cuts to infrastructure, environmental protection, so that our water becomes dirtier than it already is, our air becomes dirtier than it already is. Housing assistance, cut. National parks, law enforcement. One of the things that we know about humans, probably share this with other creatures too, but we know that this is true with humans, you have more and more pressure and stress because you're having a difficult time providing a decent living. We're not even talking about people trying to get rich, just a decent living for family and self. When that, the harder that becomes, the more stressed out people become. And the more stressed out people become, the more people act out, even criminally, whether that means by committing what some people call petty thefts, or whether that means embezzling more money from churches and businesses, etc. And at a time when the stress level is going to be pushed up higher, financial assistance, aid, support to law enforcement is going to push down, is going to be pushed down lower. At a time when we will be needing law enforcement even more, which means, too, that part of the issue is we're going to have people stressed more and more. Law enforcement officers, as people are called upon to do more and more work for those who are, who keep, you know, are able to keep their jobs, people all around them being laid off and not replaced, causing them to have more to do, which puts more stress on them. And the same thing's going to be happening in law enforcement. And we know that as people just have more and more piled on them, they become more and more stressed, the quality of their work reduces. And one of the last things we need is for more and more law enforcement officers to have more and more stress brought into their lives when we already have enough bad officers already killing unarmed citizens. So part of the Republican solution to that is increase the pressure for everyone, including law enforcement, by reducing funding to them. The House budget would also call for cuts to medical research and scientific research. So get rid of the Affordable Care Act so that you take away health care from tens of millions of American citizens and cut funding for medical research so that there are fewer findings in dealing with medical complications that we do have to face. Be honest, regardless of what party hat you like to wear, I'm asking you again to take off your party hat, put on your American hat, and let your American hat really just control your thoughts. Don't filter this through your party hat. Regardless of what your party hat is, just the American hat. Do you see this kind of budget building all of America? Do you see it tearing down all of America? Do you see it building certain ones who are American citizens while hurting others? Till next time.